I stopped a few feet from Mrs. Baker and I chirped out some kind of greeting. She gave me a stiff sort of smile and bent down so that she was eye level with me. I remember thinking that I'd never seen an old person do that. It must have hurt her back, bending down like that. I suddenly felt very important. "Dominic, you are a good boy, aren't you?" She asked the question, fully expecting an answer. There was nothing patronizing or teasing in her tone. I nodded solemnly, as though this were the most important moment of my young life. "Well, I guess, in a way, it probably was." She mirrored my nod, an aura of satisfaction radiating off of her as she asked her next question. "Would you like to see something secret?" My ears perked up at that. "A secret? I love secrets. I was going to be a spy when I grew up, so I understood that secrets were very, very important." I nodded at her and she extended her hand to me. I took it without hesitation and she led me inside her house. We bypassed her living room completely, much to my dismay, as I'd rather hoped that her secret involved cookies. She took me through the dining room, then the kitchen, all the way to the back of the house where she opened the door to a set of stairs, leading down into the darkness. She turned on the light, but the basement was still quite dim, so she held my hand in her firm grip as we descended together. I gradually became aware that there were soft noises coming from the basement, sniffles and shuffles and sometimes strange choking and squealing noises. It sounded as though she had animals that were trying very hard to keep quiet. I wondered if Fluffy had gotten trapped down there. Maybe Mrs. Baker wanted me to save him. I didn't see Fluffy when we got to the basement. I saw a row of cages lining the walls in a mess of rusty iron. It was hard to see, but there were animals crouched in them, sniffing and pawing at the dirty floor beneath them. "What is it?" I asked, a little uncertain what to make of what I saw. "It's a zoo," said Mrs. Baker. My eyes lit up in wonder. I loved the zoo my mother used to take my little brother and me, if we'd been very good. I realized why it was a secret. Now having a zoo in your basement was a genius idea. Although, she wouldn't be able to keep very big animals. I was a little disappointed at that, because giraffes were my favorite. Still, I was very excited to see her zoo. She must have been able to sense my anticipation, because she let go of my hand and gestured forward. "Go on," she said. I didn't need a second invitation. I practically skipped forward, starting with the cage closest to me. Because the light was so dim, I had to bend down and press my face up against the bars to make out what was inside. My little heart froze in my chest when I finally saw what was in the cage. It was a little girl, a few years younger than me. She couldn't have been more than 5. She was crouched down, her hands trembling, and I could see that something was dripping from her fingers. I thought about trying to speak to her, but then I saw her lips. They'd been sewn shut. I gasped and stumbled backwards, right into Mrs. Baker's arms. All too late, I began to feel that something was very, very wrong. I looked back at Mrs. Baker, white-faced and shaking. I couldn't make out her face in the dark basement, and for that I was almost glad. "What is she doing in there?" I demanded, trying to sound like I wasn't scared. I failed miserably. She was bad. "Bad?" Mrs. Baker nodded, but didn't give any more explanation. She simply stated, "This is a zoo for bad people." She gestured again for me to continue looking. I walked on unsteady legs and looked into the next cage. This one was a boy. He was moaning a little, obviously trying to keep quiet, and pressing his hands to his chest. Except then I realized that he didn't have hands, he had dark, oozing stumps where his hands should have been. I looked back at Mrs. Baker, suddenly wanting very much to go back home. She sensed my intentions and shook her head. I couldn't leave until I looked in every cage. There were about 12 cages in all, I think, although I can't say for certain. My memory gets a little fuzzy at this point. I know I saw many children, scared and sick and frightened, but they all begin to blend together in my mind. Rather than seeing a whole person, I see bits and pieces. I see missing fingers, eyes sewn shut, teeth wrenched out. Everything is a mass of mutilation. I don't even really remember making it to the last cage, nor do I remember walking up the stairs. The next image in my mind is of Mrs. Baker's living room, sitting in her overstuffed armchair, drinking a cup of tea, eating some warm cookies, just out of the oven. Do you know why I have a zoo for bad people, Dominic? Mrs. Baker's voice is so clear to me, even all these years later. I shook my head, feeling numb and confused inside. Bad people don't deserve to live in this world, she answered, her voice taking on a strength, a conviction that it had never possessed before. They need to be locked up. For everyone's sake. Do you understand? I nodded. I didn't know what else to do. She seemed satisfied with that. Once I'd finished my cookies, she patted me on the head and led me to the front door. I had just stepped out of that suffocating house, the skies clear of fog and the sun beginning to warm the tips of the grass, when I felt her bony hand squeezing into my shoulder again. My heart skipped a beat. I turned back to look at her. In all my life, no matter how many times I am reincarnated, I am sure I will never forget that look of pure menace on her face as she said, "Good boys don't tell secrets." "You're still a good boy, aren't you, Dominic?" My head bobbed violently. Her grip loosened just a little and I bounded away, racing on lithe feet back to the comfort of my own home. I never told anybody what I saw in Mrs. Baker's house. Now that I'm older, I often ask myself why I didn't tell my mother. Sometimes, I think it's that I didn't know what to do, didn't believe what I'd seen, had no way of explaining the horrors inside that basement. Other times, I tell myself that I dreamed it all up, there was no way Mrs. Baker would have done something like that. These are lies. There is only one truth, I was too scared of Mrs. Baker finding out that I was a bad boy. I was afraid of the zoo. All these years, I have remained silent, choosing to forget the one dark moment of my childhood. I thought it would be enough, until my mother called me yesterday and told me. Mrs. Baker just passed away. Everything seemed to freeze in time as the memory of that day rushed upon me full force. I waited for my mother to tell me they found the secret waiting in the basement, but she didn't. Instead, she said she didn't have much money left, but it's the funniest thing, she left it all to you in her will. Do you have any idea why? No, I didn't. But that didn't stop my stomach from roiling and heaving its contents all over my kitchen floor. To this day, I don't know what Mrs. Baker saw in me or why she called out to me, told me her secret. I don't know why she gave me the money. Worst of all, I don't know what happened to those children, where she hid their bodies, or if any of them survived. There is one more constant now, in my life. Every night until I die, I will dream of the house at the end of Willow Street and its zoo for bad people, only this time, I'll dream it from inside the cages.